Member countries of UNESCO in West Africa are meeting in Accra to deliberate on how to build the capacities of Secretaries General of National Commissions of the organization. The move is to make it effective to meet current global demands. Addressing participants of the opening ceremony, the Minister of Education, Lee Okran, lauded UNESCO for the promotion of culture and education in member countries. Yaya Kwamwa has filed this report.
National commissions on UNESCO are crucial to forging partnerships with civil society, local authorities and the academic community. The Minister of Education, Lee Okran, believes that the capabilities inherent in the work of national commissions for UNESCO need to be constantly reinforced to ensure effectiveness. He expressed the hope that the meeting will help build the potential of participants to move the organization to another level.
This workshop further provides opportunity for the Secretary General to have further illumination and engagement with UNESCO staff concerning the new UNESCO field architecture, particularly the multi-sectoral regional platforms and how national commissions should respond to program implementation under this reform. Currently faced with financial difficulties, coupled with a call by the international community for UNESCO to deliver on its global mandate, the organization needs more innovative strategies so as to remain relevant in the changing world and deliver in particular on the education for all goals of which it is the designated international coordinator.
The special advisor on UNESCO affairs in Ghana, Charity Amamo, who justified the rationale for the program, spoke on the challenges and achievements of the organization.
Promoting sustainable development, say how to keep their environment, how to promote intercultural dialogue, how to live peacefully with all people in spite of the differences of their culture. All these we teach the children, promoting unity, promoting development with their staff and their activities.
Madam Amamu described the future of UNESCO as bright due to the structures the organization is putting in place to ensure its sustainability.
That was a report filed by Yahya Kwamwa.